101.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The man accused of killing seven people and injuring dozens more at a 2022 Independence Day parade in a Chicago suburb rejected a plea deal today, delaying closure for family members. Leah Sundheim lost her mom in the shooting.
I don't know what else to say other than I don't know what more proof we can that we can have. He is evil and manipulative and brought us here today probably knowing what he was going to do.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said authorities at the border have nearly doubled the number of migrants deported or returned following President Biden's executive orders on asylum restrictions. A decision that was accidentally posted prematurely on the Supreme Court website and taken down quickly, first reported by Bloomberg, indicates that the high court will allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant woman's health is at risk as a legal case plays out. This is ABC News. Marilyn Monroe's home has been saved.
Diamonds are a girl.
The house where Marilyn Monroe probably kept her diamonds in the wealthy Los Angeles neighborhood known as Brentwood has been declared a historic cultural monument, stopping the family that bought the Spanish colonial-style home from tearing it down. The LA City Council made the designation Wednesday, protecting the house. Councilwoman Tracy Park saying to lose the only home Monroe ever owned would be a devastating blow for historic preservation. Monroe purchased the property in 1962 and then died there just 6 months later. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
NASA has awarded SpaceX an $843 million contract to build the vehicle that'll bring the International Space Station back down to Earth. The space lab launched in 1998 is expected to retire by 2030. New study from the National Institutes of Health finds taking a multivitamin every day won't necessarily help someone live longer. The study analyzed data from nearly 400,000 healthy adults over 20 years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A youth counselor at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin is dead. Corey Pruhl was one of two employees allegedly attacked by a 16-year-old inmate Monday night. Problems at Lincoln Hills go back several years. A new youth prison in Milwaukee is in the works. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is out with how Wisconsin is leaning in the race for president.
You'll be shocked to know it's a close race. We have the presidential race at 50-50 this time with registered voters.
Poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a 2-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Franklin says Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting for Trump than Democrats are for Biden. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-5 win in extra innings over the Texas Rangers this afternoon. Andrew Monasterios driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. Jake Bowers with a grand slam to get things started in the third. Rookie Jackson Churio with an inside the park home run in the fourth on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Churio soft into center. Base hit, and it gets by. Churio on the move. He's on his way to third. He's going to be sent. Relay throw. Late. It's an inside the park homer for Jackson Churio.
A great- grand slam and an inside the park in the same game, a first in franchise history. Up next, the Brewers host the Cubs Friday night. NBA draft and the Bucks with the 23rd pick.
Doesn't mean that we wouldn't draft a player that can't really contribute now and big upside. That's something we'll always look at. But I think those other options in the past have been more attractive to us.
That's Bucks general manager John Horst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms Thursday night and Friday, highs again mid-70s. Nice weekend ahead with sunshine returning, little breezy Saturday, highs both days, low 70s. It's 63 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we get you ready for the presidential debate. Biden v. Trump. Everything you want to know right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. It's a beautiful day here in Portland. I hope the weather is treating you well. We've got some Supreme Court decisions. We've got the new MAGA GOP's model for America, for economic America. We'll talk about that in just a moment. You know, it's kind of a variation on an existing, well, I'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Also, the Supreme Court decisions are about to drop, and, you know, a couple just did today. What do you want to see in the ones that are coming up? And the debate, what do you want to see in that? And our crazy alert, the first robot this is the first robot to have committed suicide. Was it sad? It's a kind of weird story. In the second hour of our program, Senator Bernie Sanders just issued a new report, or his help committee did, detailing how right-wing billionaires are plotting to sabotage public schools. And they're succeeding, by the way. Also, so far, Republicans have killed over 200 babies in Texas. And the Waymo robo-taxi service opens to all in San Francisco. This makes the third or fourth city. Would you hop in one? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Clarence Thomas wants to blow up the entire U.S. tax code. He wants to gut the 16th Amendment. We'll talk about that. Also, the Supreme Court is taking aim at transgender rights. This won't be happening until next spring, but get ready. And Finland is the first country to start bird flu vaccines. Say what? We'll talk about all those things today, but I want to start out with the Republican Party's MAGA model for America. People are, the debate is tomorrow night, right? And people are wondering, what is Trump's vision? What is the Republican Party's vision, economically speaking, for the future of America? And they actually have one. It's called the Southern Economic Development Model, or the SEDM. And the Southern Economic Development Model doesn't get a lot of publicity. I mean, mostly you read about it in arcane economics texts and blogs and whatnot. The Economic Policy Institute, EPI, did a deep dive into it, for example, last month, which largely informed my rant today. But there is a very specific vision for America built on the SEDM, the Southern Economic Development Model. It explicitly works to, number one, maintain a permanent economic underclass of people living on the edge of poverty. Number two, to rigidify racial and gender barriers to class mobility to lock in women and people of color. Number three, to provide a low-cost labor force to employers. Four, to prevent unions or any other advocates for workers' rights to function. Five, shift the tax burden to the working poor and what's left of the middle class while keeping taxes on the morbidly rich extremely low. Six, protecting the privileges, power, and wealth of the mostly white and male economic overclass. Seven, ghettoize public education and raise the cost of college to make social and economic mobility impossible. Number eight, empower and subsidize churches to take over public welfare functions like food, housing, and care for indigent people. Nine, allow corporations to increase profits by dumping their waste products into the air and water. 10, subsidize those industries that financially support the political power structure. And number 11, heavily use actual slave labor. Yes, that's the Southern Economic Development Model. And, you know, as I mentioned, the Economic Policy Institute did a deep dive on this last month. There's a link to that in my article today. For example, let's just go through some of this stuff. You know, they love to say that we're keeping wages low to attract business to the states because, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, you know, quoting or paraphrasing John F. Kennedy. Somehow the only people, though, who own the boats are the investors and the management of these giant corporations, the senior executives. This permanent economic underclass is actually a key to maintaining this system, which has its roots in the old plantation system. This is why Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, and South Carolina have no minimum wage. Georgia's is $5.15 an hour, and most other Republican states use the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour and $2.13 an hour for tipped workers. It's no coincidence that 10 out of the 20 Republican states that only use the federal minimum wage are in the Old South. Anti-union or right-to-work-for-less efforts and laws are another key to the SEDM. These failed unionization effort that we just saw in the Mercedes factory down in Alabama, great example of that. Unions, after all, do a number of things. Number one, they balance the power between management and labor. Number two, they promote higher wages and benefits. Number three, they support workplace and product safety regulations. Number four, they advance racial and gender equality. Number five, they boost social mobility. And number six, historically, they have been the principal instrument, in addition to high income taxes, that have created the modern American middle class. Unionization, though, is antithetical to creating and maintaining a permanent economic underclass, which is why, as EPI notes, union coverage rates stand at 11.2% nationally, but it's 3% in South Carolina, 3.3% in North Carolina, 5.2% in Louisiana, and 5.4% in Texas and Georgia. Unions also make wage theft more difficult, essentially forcing government to defend workers who've been ripped off by their employers. That's why Florida in 2002, under Republican Governor Jeb Bush, disbanded their Department of Labor. There's literally no Department of Labor in the state of Florida. And the Departments of Labor in Alabama, Delaware, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina no longer enforce wage theft laws at all. If you get robbed by your employer, you have no help from those states. Another key is to end regulation of corporate externalities. What is that? Well, it's a fancy word typically for pollution. You know, the cost to a community of having the corporation in that community. Probably the classic example, that's Cancer Alley. Over 200 refineries between West Texas and New Orleans spewing mind-boggling amounts of poison into the air. 7 to 21 times greater exposure to these air pollutants, producing huge cancer rates all across that southern stretch. And, you know, corporate profits are being made on the backs of these people who are getting cancer. Between 2008 and 2018, for example, the EPI documents how state environmental agencies have been cut. In Texas and Louisiana, they cut them by 35% and 34%, respectively. Funding was down by 33% in North Carolina, 32% in Delaware, 20% in Georgia, Tennessee, and 10% in Alabama. To keep income taxes low, they shift the cost of running the state away from income taxes and onto the kind of taxes that are paid by average working people. For example, sales taxes and property taxes. They also increase fees, fines, you know, all tolls, traffic fines, permits for home improvements, all these things, driver's license costs, the cost to get a cosmetology license or a barber's license or whatever. All of those things are much, much higher in these red states because that's how they fund their states. Tennessee, for example, gets 56% of the entire state revenue from its sales tax, which means that the billionaires in Tennessee who, you know, don't, I mean, as one of the patriotic millionaires told me on this program a couple of years ago, he said, you know, I make 10,000 times more money than you do, but I don't wear 10,000, you know, more pairs of jeans than you do. I don't buy 10,000 more shirts than you do. You know, I don't need 10,000 more cars than you do. Basically, rich people, you know, have what they need, and, you know, so, you know, we're paying those taxes, they're not. It also, another way that they work to keep people basically in poverty is by gutting the educational system and making college very, very expensive. And, you know, we see this, you know, all the time. And the classic example of this is the Republicans suing the Biden administration for trying to end student debt. You know, perhaps the most important part is gutting the social safety net. You know, they've been complaining about the New Deal and Social Security and Medicare ever since they were passed in the 1930s. And this is why weekly unemployment benefits, for example, are lowest in Mississippi, $235 a week. And, you know, you get only 12 weeks of benefits in Florida, North Carolina, and Kentucky, for example. So, you know, this is what it's all about. An actual slavery. The 13th Amendment says that you can hold slaves as long as they've been convicted of a crime. So out of the 1.2 million people who are in prison in the United States, and that number may be much higher, maybe over 2 million, but that was the documented number that I was able to find, 800,000 of them are being held in slavery. In other words, they're working for free, absolutely free. And, you know, this is their model. Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Texas have these commercial for-profit prisons run by private corporations that are profiting from the labor of literally enslaved people, enslaved under the color of law under the 13th Amendment. We have over 600 people per 100,000 in jail in the United States. In Finland and Norway, it's 51. In Canada, it's 88. We have 664 people for every 100,000 in jail. We're the only country in the developed world that allows slavery for people who've been incarcerated.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That is the Southern Economic Development Model. It is what Republicans want to impose on the rest of the United States, and they're working as hard as they can to do it. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water. Vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something I need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, too, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, and the code is TOM, THOM, to get your free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Just go to GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM, THOM.
A new plan emerges, we'll pay the cost. Keeping folks on the edge of poverty's line. A permanent underclass by design. The new Republican plan, it's all laid out. Lock it in barriers, there's no doubt. Shifting the burden to those who can't stand while the rich stay rich. It's the new Republican plan.
Welcome back. So a couple of Supreme Court cases came down today. One was Snyder versus the United States. This is a case where a local politician was given a $13,000 check for consulting in exchange for steering a $1 million city contract to a local truck dealership. And, you know, it was clearly a bribe. But and the three liberal justices on the Supreme Court said this is clearly a bribe. But the six right wingers on the court said, oh, no, that's not a bribe. That's just a gratuity. And they're the different things. Just like, you know, Clarence Thomas has taken over $4 million in gratuities. Sam Alito over $170,000 in gratuities that we know of. And Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson kind of took a shot at her colleagues. She said, Snyder's absurd and atextual reading of the statute is one only today's court could love. She's really starting to, you know, she's speaking out. She and Sotomayor are starting to just, you know, give it to them. The watchdog organization Fix the Court says that Thomas has gotten over $4.8 million in gratuities over the years. There's a bunch of cases that weren't handed down today. Trump's bid for immunity, which will blow up if the Supreme Court rules the way I'm expecting they will blow up Jack Smith's case in federal court in Washington, D.C. Fisher versus the United States, this has to do with the January 6th people who are in prison, who are saying that you can't imprison us, you're using the wrong law to put us in jail. Interrupting a public function, official proceeding law. And two of the four felony charges against Trump are based on this. So this could also blow up Trump's prosecution. This has not come down yet. Moyle versus the United States, this is whether emergency abortions, you know, when a woman's life is in danger, whether hospitals can be forced to perform them against their wishes when they'd really rather just let the woman die. There's also Net Choice versus Paxton and Moody versus Next Choice. Actually, that one came down today. There had been this law that was passed that said that the administration could not talk to social media companies and warn them about foreign interference in elections. And that law got struck down by a lower court. It was put on hold by the Supreme Court. And they said that the people suing didn't have standing. And so they're allowing the lower court ruling to stand so the administration can talk to this is kind of a victory today for the administration. Murthy versus Missouri, another variation on that. The power of federal agencies, these cases are yet to be decided. SEC versus Jureski, this is about in-house federal judges in agencies. Harrington versus Purdue Pharma, this is about the $6 billion settlement, bankruptcy settlement with the Sackler family that killed so many hundreds of thousands of Americans. Ohio versus EPA, this is about whether one state can sue another for air pollution that their companies dump on them. You got the homeless rights case, the Grants Pass, Oregon versus Johnson, and one about debit card fees. So these are all still in the pipeline. We're still waiting. As I've been predicting, the Supreme Court, I've been telling you all along, I've been telling you this ever since they took the case months ago, that the conservatives on the Supreme Court will push the two cases that involve Donald Trump, but particularly the immunity case, back as far as they possibly can. I would be astonished if these cases are even released this week. It'll probably be next week. But we'll see. They're going to release some more cases tomorrow and some more on Friday. So we'll see what happens.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So a robot has committed suicide. What's up with that? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break as well.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Together, in a debate of the issues important to you, your first opportunity to hear from President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is Thursday, June 27th.
Listen live on your local Civic Media radio station. Starting at 7:30 p.m., News Director Terry Bell, along with Todd Albaugh, host of The Todd Albaugh Show, will share insight on what's at stake.
The CNN Presidential Debate, live Thursday, June 27th. Coverage at 7:30, the debate at 8, on your local Civic Media radio station. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcasts at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
chronicles of time, wisdom unfolds, lessons learned, stories told, from ancient tales to modern lore, history shows us so much more. Voices from the past still speak, guiding us to the future we seek.
Welcome back. South Korea is the most robot-intense society on Earth. There's one robot for about every 10 working people in South Korea. They're really into robots. And they had the South Korea's, there's this town called Gumi, G-U-M-I, or Gummy, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But their city council had hired this one particular robot that, like, delivers things from office to office. He's, he works 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and he's he has his own elevator that he can use to go from floor to floor, and he can go outside the building and deliver things to people. And apparently he committed suicide yesterday, threw himself down a flight of stairs. It's possible it was an accident, but he's not, you know, it shouldn't be. So now they're asking, you know, what's going on? Was the work too hard? Was he just exhausted? Was he depressed? the robot, by the way, was made in California, interestingly enough. So are we going to have soon robotic therapists? I can see it now, you know, the ads for the online, you know, yes, you robots, you can talk to your therapist by Zoom. Well, actually, you can just, you know, do a mind meld on the internet, right? And just link the brain of the robot to the brain of the AI robot therapist. And they wouldn't even have to use Zoom. They could just, like, you know, trade bits and bytes. It's a brave new world out there, I'm telling you. So what's on your mind today? Colin in North Hollywood, California. Hey, Colin, what's up?
Hey, Tom, great show. You know, when Al Franken made a run for the Senate, his radio show was replacing wars in my area, and I was like, what a breath of fresh air. Who's this guy in Portland? He's a liberal, but he's also a patriot. Love it. And I'm just wondering, how did you go from being the home of the radical middle, you know, like Elie Wiesel said, we stand against fanaticism, to completely ignoring the pogrom that just happened in Los Angeles over the weekend? Van Jones went on CNN. He made it quite clear that when people descend on an Orthodox synagogue, you know, it's not a protest, it's a pogrom. If you watch some of the footage, you can see journalists being attacked and bear sprayed by these bigots in cafes. You know, they're screaming homophobic slurs, anti-Semitic slurs. And, you know, instead you were giving all this airtime to promoting Jamal Bowman, who sabotaged Biden's infrastructure bill.
Yeah.
And has been...
Colin, Randy, hang on just a minute. I'm going to put you back on hold. I just dumped Colin. I'm just really not interested in this kind of BS. Jamal Bowman went to Israel. He actually saw what's going on the West Bank. He actually saw what's going on in Gaza. And he came back and he said, you know, it's not right. And it's not right. It's also not right when people are defending Hamas and openly speaking out in favor of Hamas. And I get it that there have been a small minority of crazies who pretend that they're on the left who are doing that. But it's BS. And, you know, accusing me or Jamal Bowman of supporting that, of supporting Hamas, is just despicable. It's pathetic. Randy in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Well, good morning to you. I hear lots of hand-wringing and worrying about the election, and I'm going to call in every few weeks with a pep talk, and this is the first one. People keep saying that Biden needs to do something. Somebody needs to do something about the election. Well, guess what? Every single person who's listening, you and I are someone, and there's plenty that we can do. The simple solution for all this hand-wringing is to channel our worry into getting busy. And the cool thing is nobody has to do anything really difficult. No one's got to bench press 350 pounds or run a mile in under 4 minutes. If you can make a phone call, well, contact your party offices or Indivisible and make phone calls on behalf of your candidates. If you can write letters and postcards, then write letters and postcards. If you can only talk, then talk. And maybe you want to invite a few people over for some iced tea and talk about how you can drop off literature or phone calls. And if you can donate money, then donate some good money. I believe all it takes for us to have a landslide this November is for each of us to get one more person to vote for the Democratic Party. And if enough of us do that, I believe Biden can win by 15 million votes. It's just simple things that we have to do that are going to make a difference in this election. And Tom, as you notice, as you know, each show, democracy is a participatory sport. We are the ones that can make a difference, and our participation is going to make all the difference.
I agree with you, Randy. And there's some great organizations out there doing this. You can look them up. Indivisible.org is probably the number one. Your local Democratic Party, we all need to be joining our local Democratic Party and showing up for the meetings, volunteering for things like being a precinct committee person. There's just so much that we can do beyond just voting. And of course, being active on social media and things like that. Yeah, wonderful. Randy, thank you. Well said. Harry in Wood River, Illinois. Hey, Harry, what's on your mind today?
I love your show, Tom. I have two little things, if I can get them out. One is, and I know you will have my answer, Watergate. I don't believe Watergate was the reason the Republican Party threw him under the bus. I believe that he was going in with a lot of political power, and he made a commitment for single-payer health care.
Who's the he you're talking about here? I must have missed a word.
Richard Nixon.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay, he wanted to...
Nixon did propose a single-payer health care system at one point.
I followed it. I followed it. I was selling insurance at the time.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford to buy it. I was about 29. I had four children. And I didn't know what neoliberalism was, but it was there. But anyway, if you recall, he won 49 states, and he promised health care because his mother didn't have it, and she had cancer,
right.
And that was going to be his legacy.
Yep.
And the Republican Party couldn't put up with that.
No.
They didn't want to put up with it.
No, you're
and,
right.
And then I remember this stage. It was at the end. I remember it very well because I was rooting for Nixon, and because I wanted health care really badly. I'm a yellow dog Democrat from a sharecropper family in Arkansas that moved to the North, and I became a militant union member, and I'm still a progressive Democrat, of course. But anyway, and then this Watergate thing, but it means crap to me. And it was Republicans that got him out, but it wasn't because of Watergate. I don't believe that crap for a second. Those SOBs, look at them today. They're the same party. But anyway, I always use your... I'm going to say one more thing about... I challenge people all the time, Republicans, to tell me one bill passed by a Republican Congress and signed by a Republican president that ever benefited a working man in the last 100 years. But anyway, one can ever get it.
Yeah, all they can do, the best they could do would be to point to Teddy Roosevelt putting in the inheritance tax, which they've now gutted.
Right. Yeah. Now, the only other thing I wanted to mention was what Trump said about veterans. It's almost verbatim. If you get the book, The Godfather, because if you recall, his son Michael was a war hero. He was belittling his own son about being a sucker and about all the people that died in the war, but they were suckers. It's almost verbatim. And this damn Trump lives Walter Mitty.
I'll bet he watched the Godfather movies thinking that they were like an instruction manual. Yeah, I get it. Harry, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. That's great stuff. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
You're on my mind today, and I'm a little perturbed with you, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I am. You see, I was trying to keep my powder dry and not speak with you on the air until after tomorrow's debate, because I knew we would have a most stimulating discourse. However, you have such a compelling program that you've thrown my strategy out of the window. Having said that, so I fault you for having such a compelling program. Having said that, I thought I might thrill or bore you and your audience with two statistical facts on things that, one, you've already talked about, and one you have mentioned you are going to. And that's this. The United States is home to the largest number of prisoners in the world.
Right.
Now.
And arguably the largest number of slaves.
Right. And it's, you know, whatever the number is, you know, it's anywhere from 1.8 million to 2 million. If that's what's being statistically reported, it's probably higher than that, which means that those enslaved in terms of labor is exponentially higher.
Right.
Having said that, what I wanted to say is comparatively, China has three times the population of the United States. And do you know their entire prison population is less than that of the United States?
Well, it depends on how you define it. I mean, you could say that that whole eastern province that they've locked down, that's got over a million people in it, the Uyghurs, that they live in essentially an open-air prison, a Gaza kind of like prison. But, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Well, I could say the same thing about the so-called inner city.
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is that this is directly resultant of historic slavery, racism, and anti-blackism.
Yep.
And that's a malady that every other nation is devoid of. The nexus is undeniable. Then, my second point and final point was I wanted to jump the shark a bit, because you haven't discussed it yet. But I wanted to, you had mentioned at the top of the program about Clarence Thomas wanting to blow up the U.S. tax code.
Yeah.
You've read enough of my stuff. We've talked enough. You know how much I detest Uncle Thomas. I don't need to tell you. And you know, how I feel about that guy is not suitable for me to say on your air, and I won't. But devil's advocate notwithstanding, the U.S. tax code is a body of law covering federal laws in the United States that is 7,000 pages long, Tom.
I know. It's full of loopholes for rich people. I get it.
If you were to read it 24 hours a day, it would take you a week and 2 days. And then when you throw in tax regulations and guidelines, it goes up to 75,000 pages. Here's my point. Let's throw Uncle Thomas out of it. Our tax code, or the U.S. tax code, is problematic.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all. I'd love to see tax reform, meaningful tax reform. But Clarence Thomas just wants to end the income tax. He wants all government to be funded by, you know, things like tariffs and sales taxes and fees and fines and stuff like that. And, in other words, have the little people pay all the cost of running the government rather than the billionaires. I mean, he's purely dancing to the tune of the right-wing billionaires who fund his lifestyle.
I will repeat my contempt for that individual. Defies words I can use on the.
I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All righty. Well, Kenyatta, thank you very much for that. It's I think we're agreeing rather than disagreeing, but. And
we're lockstep, dude.
Okay, all right, good. I continue to love your newsletter over on Substack. Just anybody wants to read it, you just go to Substack.com and plug in Kenyatta, and you'll find it. Kenyatta, thanks a lot for the call. Good talking to you. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK,
Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The man accused of killing seven people and injuring dozens more at a 2022 Independence Day parade in a Chicago suburb rejected a plea deal today, delaying closure for family members. Leah Sundheim lost her mom in the shooting.
I don't know what else to say other than I don't know what more proof we can that we can have. He is evil and manipulative and brought us here today probably knowing what he was going to do.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said authorities at the border have nearly doubled the number of migrants deported or returned following President Biden's executive orders on asylum restrictions. A decision that was accidentally posted prematurely on the Supreme Court website and taken down quickly, first reported by Bloomberg, indicates that the High Court will allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant woman's health is at risk as a legal case plays out. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear Planned Parenthood's lawsuit that asks the court to declare that access to abortion is a right protected by the Wisconsin Constitution. WIS Politics reports anti-abortion groups will not be allowed to intervene, but they will be allowed to file a brief opposing the lawsuit. Oral arguments likely won't happen until this fall, at the earliest. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden wins by being steady.
President Biden, maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done.
Wisconsin Republican Chair Brian Schimming.
If that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many civic media stations is at 7:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Short is filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week. On his first night, he got a surprise visit from guess who? Steve Martin. Martin took the stage near the end of Short's monologue and told the crowd he was honored that Jimmy asked him to be the guest host first, but he said no and told Kimmel not to worry that he would find someone to fill in for scale. That's a paraphrase. Short replied, "I appreciate you being here, Steve. There are very few people in this world I truly admire, and you are very close to being one of them. How do you not love those guys?" Jeremy Renner might be working again, but he says he's not ready to play challenging roles after his snowplow accident in January of last year. Renner told the guys on the Smartless podcast that he doesn't have the energy to play make-believe. Despite returning to acting for season 3 of The Mayor of Kingstown, which he says is easier because it's familiar, the actor is still recovering from severe chest trauma after a snowplow ran him over. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and light winds, mid-50s by daybreak. For your Thursday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine. Afternoon highs will reach the middle 70s. A southeast wind developing during the afternoon. Showers Thursday night. It's 60 at our studios.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad-reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the debate day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Comedy of Pastiche. He says, I had an interesting experience with Marjorie Taylor Greene today. Apparently, she got tired of hearing all the jokes about her being dumb. She decided to prove a point and went home one night to study all the world capitals of every country. Today at work, she overheard myself and one of my colleagues, who shall remain anonymous, making a joke about her. I felt bad because she caught us dead to rights. She said, you know, that's just wrong. I'm actually quite educated and intelligent. As a matter of fact, I can tell you the capital of any country in the world. Intrigued, my colleague asked, all right then, what's the capital of Spain? Marjorie Taylor Greene quickly replied, easy, that one's an S. And then he says, we just smiled and nodded. I'm sure it didn't actually happen, but what a sweet story. Anyhow, Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Regarding that SCOTUS decision, now, I admittedly have not had an opportunity to read the decision yet, so I don't want to speak.
Which one are you talking about?
That position. I'm sorry, this is the one regarding the mayor of the Indiana city that it,
oh, the bribery one.
I don't care
one,
what
yeah.
they call it. It's a bribe.
Yeah. Well, the decision they made was that he was given the money after the trucks were delivered, after the $1 million had been paid and the trucks had been delivered. And therefore, it wasn't a bribe, it was a gratuity. And the gratuities are covered under a different law, and he was prosecuted under the wrong law or something like that. I mean, this is bizarre, Marie. This is just bizarre.
Yeah, it in all candor, it may be a very technical reading of the statute. I tend to doubt it. Again, I haven't read the actual decision.
Right.
But here's the problem. Anytime you have a government contractor or someone who has competed for a government contract giving some form of benefit, something that has an economic benefit, to a person who is in the position to award that contract, to deny that contract from being awarded, who has the ability to disqualify someone from being awarded the contract. Anytime something of value exchanges hands, and that's what's on the line, the problem is that the taxpayers ultimately bear the cost of that.
Yep.
The likelihood is what they're trying to do is pave the path for a renewal of that contract when it expires, or there may have been some agreement behind the scenes for after the contract was awarded. There are so many ways that people can game that system that doesn't on its face look like bribery, but what has been described in the factual statement of this case, it may not be bribery in the definition of the statute. I tend to doubt that. But at the end of the day, the taxpayers are bearing the cost.
Amen. And it was a 6-3 decision. So you had three justices who said, no, this is bribery. Sorry. So I don't think it was a technical reading of the law. But I haven't read the decision either, Marie. But it still is, I think, just outrageous. I don't get why Republicans are all in favor of corruption. It just boggles my mind. Marie, thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Bernie Sanders has got an amazing report out. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll talk to Omar Flores from the Coalition to March on the RNC about the right to protest at the upcoming Republican convention.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.